It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. Have we ever discussed the mop water files? Maybe not, because it's still highly classified information, and we're not ready to go public with it yet. We may never go public with it. It's too secret. Oh, and it has a scary ending. You wouldn't like that. That's too bad. It was a pretty interesting case, but I'm just not in a position to... You remember Rufus the Doberman Pinscher? Big guy, little green eyes, sharp pointed ears, long fangish teeth. A terrible bully, always tormenting Miss Beulah the Collie, and you talk about ugly. He was ugly, inside and out. It's still hard to believe that I actually challenged that guy to a fight to the death. But then came the bucket of toxic mop water and... Oops. I wasn't supposed to reveal anything about the case. Forget I said anything. Why, if this information fell into the wrong hands, just forget it. That's all I can say. What were we talking about? Oh yes, the weather. It was the middle of summer, see, and hotter than blue blazes. It had been hot for days and weeks, and there I was, wearing a fur coat. Yellow jacket wasps hummed in the still air, and you could see heat waves slimmering on the horizon. The wind had quit blowing. The windmills had quit pumping. The cowboys had quit working. I had started out the morning in a nice piece of shade beneath the gas tanks, but by 11 o'clock, the shade had... I don't know what had happened to it. It had burned up or boiled away or something, and I found myself lying in the scorching glare of the sun. What a cheap trick! I had to summon up huge reserves of energy to move myself to another piece of shade on the west side of the storage tank. It was tough, let me tell you, and I just barely made it. But you know what? Something happened to that shade, too, and with an hour, I was roasting again. And all at once, I faced the toughest decision of the day. Would I get up and move my freight to another shady spot? Or would I just lie there and roast? I raised my head and studied the situation. I could see the shade. There it was, not more than 6 inches from my present location. But to get there, I would have to go through the entire jack up and move procedure. Just as though I were moving halfway across the ranch. That doesn't seem fair, does it? If a guy travels no more than a few inches, he shouldn't have to go to all that trouble. Think about it. Raise head, position legs under body, push up on front legs, push up on back legs, coordinate the walking pattern for all four legs, walk 6 inches to the west, collapse. It wasn't fair. It was an outrage, and I decided that I wouldn't do it. By George, I would just lie there in the sun and roast. That would teach them, whoever they were, and I hoped they would take notice and quit messing around with my shade. I laid my head down and began roasting. I heard my deep breathing and listened to the stupid flies buzzing around my ears. I hate them. If I'd had more energy, I would have raised up and snapped them all out of the air. Snapped them out of the air and chewed them up into little bitty pieces of legs and wings, and then spit them out all over the ground. That's what a fly deserves. And that was how much I hated the little tormenting devils. But I didn't have the energy to initiate a good anti-fly defense program. So I just lay there in the sun and roasted and let the flies walk around my ears, over my face, into my nose. Okay, that did it. They could have the ears, but no fly walks into my nose. I lifted my head and cut loose a withering barrage of snapping. I missed them all, but they got the message and left my nose alone. And... what the heck, once I had gone to all the trouble to raise my head, I figured I might as well go on into jack up and move. I jacked myself up, staggered 5 steps to the west, and collapsed. Whew, I was exhausted, but at least I wasn't roasting. I closed my eyes and tried to sleep. That's what I needed. Sleep. About 2 weeks of solid sleep. Unfortunately, Slim the cowboy came along just then. I cracked one eye, but did not lift my head. Too exhausted. Slim was a pretty good fellow, but not so good that I could afford to squander a lot of energy saying hello. Not in this heat. He stopped in the same piece of shade that I was occupying. He pulled a bandana out of his hip pocket and mopped his face.
Boy, it's hot. The weather report's prescribing another day over 100. This'll make about 5 days in a row.
Yes, I was aware of that.
It kinda saps a guy of energy, don't it, Hanky?
Right.
And you're just gonna lay there in the shade, aren't you?
Yep.
You're not even gonna jump up and wag your tail and tell me how wonderful I am, are you?
Nope.
It kinda hurts my feelings, Hanky.
Life is hard.
Well, I wish I could just lay around in the shade, but some of us have to work for a living.
That was a cheap shot. For his information, I not only had a job, but a very important job. It just happened that, well, I had run out of energy and ambition. You won't believe this. He flopped down on the gravel drive and pillowed his head on my rib cage. Had I invited him to put his sweaty head in the middle of my poor, exhausted body? Now, I considered taking countermeasures, but too much trouble.
Ah, that's better, but you're awful bony for a pillow.
Well, if he didn't like my bones, he could go find a jellyfish. And speaking of bones, his head wasn't any feather bed. It was solid bone, and it was heavy and hot, and I didn't need it on my rib cage, thank you.
Boy, this heat is terrible. It didn't used to bother me, but it sure does now. I've got 37 jobs to do and enough energy for about 3 of them.
Me too.
Too many birthdays, Hank. Don't you reckon that's the main problem?
I had no opinion on that. At last, he raised up to a sitting position. He looked down at me and grinned. I summoned up the energy to whap my tail on the ground 3 times. Whew.
Well, this has been fun, Hanky, but I'd better go pack them wheel bearings on the stock trailer. I can already tell that you ain't gonna do it.
Correcto. With much grunting and muttering, he pushed himself up and shuffled off to the machine shed. At last, peace and quiet. I closed my eyes and began floating out on a sea of snark, marcus, skittlebomb. Huh? My eyes popped open. Someone had moved my shade again. Was this some kind of joke? What was the deal? Every time I got comfortable, some idiot. I summoned my last reserves of energy and Drover. There he was in front of me, giving me his usual foolish grin.
Hi, Hank. What you doing?
What I'm doing is trying to sleep, Drover, and restore my precious bodily fluids. But some maniac keeps moving my shade around. Did you see anybody messing with my shade?
Well, let me think here. I saw Slim.
No, it wasn't him. I've had him under constant surveillance.
Boy, that's a big word.
Thanks.
I wonder what it means.
I dragged myself back into the shade and flopped down. I don't know what it means. I don't have the energy to explain it. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Oh, that's okay. Sure is hot, isn't it?
I glared ice picks at him. Yes, it is, Drover. So why are you so chirpy?
Oh, I don't know. I've been watching the chickens chase grasshoppers.
Great.
You ever watch a chicken chase a grasshopper?
Yes.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
No.
I mean, they're pretty good at it.
It's their business, Drover. If you're a chicken, that's what you do. Good night.
Good night. Only it's the middle of the day.
I'm aware of that.
Boy, it sure is hot.
That's why I'm shaded up, Drover. It's too hot to do any work, so snorkel-murking piffle.
Yeah, but I can't sleep and I get bored. You ever get bored?
Snark.
I do. You ever try to catch a grasshopper?
No.
Me neither. But I bet I could. Want me to try?
Sure. Go catch a piffle hopper.
Okay, here I go. At last, peace and quiet.
I sank into the warm embrace of a delicious dream, and Beulah? My goodness, there she was in all her splintering glory. The deep brown eyes, the flaxen hair, the perfect collie nose, the smile that said,